Very
good. It has been taken from Vrindavan Thakur, Vrindavan Das.
Vishwanath
Chakravarti Thakur, Chakravarti, in Chamatkar Chandrika. Very wonderful pastime. It has been told that once Mother Yashoda was decorating a box. In this box, Mother Yashoda was keeping very precious ornaments and cloths to send to Jatila house, that Jatila will be happy by this gift, so that she will daily send her daughter-in-law Radhika to my house for cooking for Krishna. Krishna saw and told, Mother, what are you doing? Oh, you should go and play. But he told that, is it for me or for Baldev Prabhu or what? Oh, I am sending it to Jatila to keep, to give to Radhika, so that she will be pleased to send daddy. So when mother make ready and locked it, then Krishna with Madhumangal came and opened the box and take off all these utensils what they were, and then Krishna himself sat, and Abhimanyu, the son of Jatila, came and he took his to his house. Mother told that keep it to your wife's room, and there all the gopis saw that, oh, there was no ornament, nothing but ornament Krishna himself. So they began to clap and became happy, Radha Krishna meeting. After that, a girl showed Indian
Bharatanatyam,
Bhartiya Natyam, good practice. In future she can do, develop more better. Now your
Yeah.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हार्टली ओबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pada Sushasya Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have begun Prem Vibhart of Jagannanda Pandit.
This microphone is disturbing. Maybe battery is going off.
So, Jagadananda Prabhu is writing that once I brought from Bengal, keeping on the head, one pot of very delicious, precious oil. Jagadananda saw that often Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and singing, he becomes faint. So, as a medicine for this, medicine for this, he brought anyhow that pot full of very scented oil, and he came to Puri and gave that pot in the hands of Govinda, the Sevak of Mahaprabhu, that time to time you should rub this oil on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that his mrigi rog, his fainting rog will go away. But Govinda was fearing. Anyhow, Jagadananda Prabhu asked whether you have given him, Mahaprabhu, this putting oil on his head or not. He still now, today you must give. Then Govinda Prabhu told that Jagadananda Prabhu, anyhow, by great labor and very difficulty, he has brought a very scented oil for you so that you will not be murcha. You will not be faint. Mahaprabhu at once become very angry and told, Jagadananda Prabhu wants that I should be like Vishais. Today he has brought this pot of oil. Then he will bring some mardaniya, some ladies, those who will message me, and thus my all dharma will go away. My sannyasi renounce order will be finished. Oh, keep this oil to Jagannath temple for making his lamp, using in his lamp. When Jagadananda heard this, at once he became very angry, and he took that scented vessel and broke away it in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and went inside his room, locked from inside, and weeping without eating anything. 3 days like this. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day came and told, "Oh Jagai, I've not taken anything from 3 days. You should cook for something for me. I'm going to take bath in the ocean and very soon coming here. And in the meantime, you should make ready everything." Hearing this, his man went away, finished, and he at once cooked very delicious preparations. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from ocean, then he on a very big
banana leaf.
Oh, he kept all these things as like Jagannath Bhog. And then Mahaprabhu told, "Oh, I want to take prasadam with Jagadananda, not alone." But Jagadananda told, "I will take after. I have to do so many things. And after, with Govind, I will take prasadam." Then Mahaprabhu took prasadam, and after Jagadananda. So, prem kala. So, in this way, once he became in man, and he wanted that he should go to Vrindavan. He will go Vrindavan. He was asking permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu telling, no need of going. But one day, Sarva Damodar Prabhu came and told Jagadananda wants to go to Vrindavan. Please order him to go. Then Mahaprabhu anyhow gave the order. And Jagadananda, remembering all past times of Mahaprabhu, quarreling with him, he began to walk towards Vrindavan. After some distance of the border, he was thinking, why I did so? I'm very, very foolish. How can I be without
Mahaprabhu?
I cannot live, I cannot survive. And anyhow, then he went weeping in Vrindavan. When he reached, he was staying with Sanatana Goswami in Gokul. One day, Jagadananda was cooking rice, and in the meantime, Sanatana Goswami, wrapping on his head a red cloth here, And he came in front of Jagadananda Prabhu. Jagadananda Prabhu asked, whose cloth is you are binding here? Ataya sannyasi, Mayabad.
Giri.
Oh, Mayabadi sannyasi. And he took that cooking vessel and began to throw it on Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Then Sanatana Goswami began to laugh and told, oh Prabhu, I wanted to see this, that how you are one-pointed in Mahaprabhu. I could not become like you. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives me bitter neem, that is so much honor to me, and you he always chastises, and this is like amrita,
nectar.
This is like nectar. Then, when I saw, I became very, very shame and sat there and I began to ask pardon, excuse from Sanatana Goswami. Gaur jato, jato more jane, amar pathaye bindavane, maja dekhe, thake nije dure. Bhal tar hoksu. He is telling that I did not want to come to Vrindavan without Mahaprabhu. But anyhow, he gave permission, but he never wanted. But he wanted to see that what he is doing in Vrindavan, leaving me here. And then, if he is happy there, thinking by this condition, he should be happy. Ami Kandi Ratridin, though I was separate, I was in Vrindavan, but there, for Mahaprabhu, I was weeping and weeping day and night. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is laughing and joking him from there. In this way, he is remembering one after another sweet pastimes of Mahaprabhu and weeping and writing. He is telling, Chit Krishna Jeev, Krishna Chinmaya Bhaskar. He is telling some tattva that Krishna is transcendental sun, and Jeev are his vibhinansa particles, part and parcel of Godhead Krishna. Nitya Krishna Dekhi Krishna Karena Adhyar. Those who are always serving Krishna there, they are very happy, very happy. But there are so many conditions all. Krishna Bahirmukh Hohiya Bhogavancha Kare Nikatastha Mayatare Japatiya Dhare. Very important. Payat, Krishna Bahirmukh Hoiya, Bhogavancha Kare. In transcendental world, he cannot do like this. And there is no Maya. Jogmaya is there. This worldly Maya is not there. And it is written that they are very near us. It means not in Golok Vrindavan. So, jiva conditioned soul have not come from divine lok or transcendental world, Vrindavan, from Tatastha Shakti, From Karnataka Sai Vishnu site he has come. So Nikatasthamaya, very nearer to Karnataka Sai Vishnu Maya is there, Jhapatiya Dhare attacks that jeev. Pisachi paile jeno mati channa hoy, mayagrasta jivar hoy se bhav udaye. Pisachi means
witch.
As a witch attacks anyone, this maya attacks, and then jeev, they think that I am this body and these are my sons, wealth and position, everything there, and forgets Krishna. And then he began to serve Oi Maya. আমি নিত্য সিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ দাস এই কথা বলে মায়ার নফর হইয়া চিরদিন বলে হি ফরগেটস দ্যাট আই এম নিত্য এটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ ইউ শুড নো দ্যাট ইউ আর অল এটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ দাস দাসী মেড সার্ভেন্ট আর সার্ভেন্ট বট উই হ্যাভ ফরগেটেন হিম And we are thinking that this body is mine, I am this body, and these sons' relatives are mine. And thus serving them, from date of creation, oh, he is coming and going in this world. Kabhu Raja, Kabhu Praja, Kabhu Viprasudra. Sometimes he becomes in this world Raja, king. Sometimes Praja, subjects. Sometimes Brahmin. Sometimes Shudra. Sometimes very, very sorrow. Sometimes very happy. Sometimes unhappy. Sometimes insects like ant and more small. Sometimes demigods, sometimes Brahma, sometimes Daitya, demons, Kabhu Das, Kabhi Prabhu. Erup sansar bhamite kono jan, sadhu sange nija tattva avagatahan. In this way, but coming and going in this world,
rotating.
Jeev from the date of creation up till now, he is traveling. By chance, a sadhu sangha is there. Who is sadhu? Who has totally surrender himself in the lotus feet of Krishna, they are sadhu. Always remembering Krishna and his associates, they are sadhu. They follow the etiquettes of very Mahabhagavatam, they are sadhu. And then, nijatattva jani ar sansara na chaye. Keno aap bhajinu kare maya hai. Now I see that we are all very happy in this world with our daughter, son, husband, wife. Very happy. But really, we are not happy. After some time we will be old, then sick, so many diseases will come, and then you will see that that's a time of death, so much heavy suffering, unhappiness comes. Now, when he knows all these things from a sadhu, then he repents for that. What I have mistaken. Namala, O Krishna, Oh, I have left your lotus feet and I have become like this. And that is why Amar Sarvanash.
Everything ruined for me.
Ruined.
Everything has been ruined.
My life has been ruined.
Everything has been ruined.
Oh, my everything has been ruined. Oh, Prabhu, now you should be happy with me. You should be merciful to me and make me your servant. And then, by the help of Guru, Krishna bhajte bhajte, from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Rati, Bhav, and Prem, thus he achieves Krishna. How we should do chant Hari name? Jadi karibe Krishnam sadhu sanga karo. If you want to chant Hare Krishna, remember Hare Krishna, then do it in the guidance of any Vaishnava, true Vaishnava, who always chants Krishna name. Bhukti mukti siddhi bancha dure. Give up all worldly desires to be happy in this world or liberation or heaven, heavenly planet, sukh, everything happiness, giving up. One thing more, in bhajan we must give 10 kinds of aparad. You should know the aparad and try to avoid all these 10 kinds of aparad. Anasakta Vishambhuja Adloha Krishna. Don't be attached with worldly persons and Vishabhog. Vishabhog means worldly things. And always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How? Remembering Krishna's sweet pastimes, and we should do it. Krishna bhakti anukul karaha svikar. What is favorable for Krishna bhakti, you should only accept. And what is not favorable, you should
Reject. Give up them
totally. If male, then thinks all ladies like mother and should do pranam. Not anything else, only one thing. And female also see males like father.
Brother.
Nothing else. Sometimes brother, like in this way. Gyan jog chesta chhara ar karma sanga. You should give up gyan, ashtanga jog, Patanjali jog. Nowadays Patanjali jog coming very fast and Bauddha now increasing. So be very careful from them. Bauddha religion is very, very, very against bhakti. You must know that Krishna always saves me, and he will save me certainly. So don't fear. Be always very happy and nirbhik, fearless. Oh, what is with you? Totally surrender in the lotus feet of Krishna. In this world, it is very rare to find a sadhu sangha. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a sadhu in this world to give easily his sadhu sangha. And he brought his associates from that Golok Vrindavan, and they were very prefer available. Sometimes he sent, like he sent Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj in this world. Without any invitation he came. And I am also coming in this world. Others may come also. So, anyhow, he is very merciful, and that is why he has made such a real regulation. Gorapad karaho buddhiman, gorabai sadhu guru ke acheyan. You must take the shelter of Gaurchandra. Without him, who is sadhu and who is guru? He is only. So totally we should surrender in the lotus feet of Gaurchandra.
Kirtan.
Bairagi bhai.
Kirtan, kirtan kare din ekta. Eta kirtan kore din.
Bairagi bhaiya, bhai. Gramya katha na sunibe. Oh, renounce order, sannyasis and brahmacharis for them. Don't do parchacha, criticize any, don't criticize anyone, never. You grihastha too, but especially for sannyasi, renounce order, sannyasis and brahmacharis. And in dream, even in a dream, sannyasis of brahmacharis should not talk with them. You have left wife, mother, father, everything. Again, why? What is the purpose? So you should not do like this. Anyone can tell that I have taken renounce order, sannyas, but I was not married, so this is not for me. Oh yes, it is also in that category, because he has taken renounce order. He should also think all ladies as mother, sister and
daughter,
nothing else. And in even dream, he should not talk with them. Choto Haridaser katha thake jeno mone. Oh, if you want to be of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always remember the pastime of Choto Haridas. Mahaprabhu rejected forever, for that life, whole life. Bhalo na paribe, bhalo na paribe, bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Hriday tera da Krishna sarvadasa. Don't allow your tongue to take very delicious foods, and don't wear very, very costly. But it is, especially in India, Jagannath Puri and other places, for where there is cold, he will have to take coat, overcoat and so many things. So it is allowed, but for Western countries, it is very difficult to do two bhajan. They cannot be separate from wives, children and others. Very, very rare. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Yesterday, due to rain and due to
Cyclone.
Our classes were somewhat disturbed. So Giri Maharaj will speak the remnant what he has left, and then others will speak.
Om Gyanati Grandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritamyana Tatmaishi Gurudeva Namaha Gurave Gurachandra Radhika Tadare Krishna Krishna Bhakta So I was quoting one of the four nectar shlokas that Chitra Keta Maharaj and Bodhir Kadim on Vrita Sura was praying to Krishna before being killed by Indra. And one of them was Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Kaga. Now what's the second line? Sanyam Stanam Yatha Vatsatara Priyam Priyeva Vishutam Vishana Manora Dindaksha Dekshite. So the first line, it's three kinds of eagerness for Krishna. The first line, like a baby bird, is crying for its mother to come and feed it. The baby bird hasn't grown wings yet. The second one is like a calf when he is hankering for his mother, a cow, to feed some milk. And the third line, like a beloved, is hankering, is missing her lover to come and satisfy in all respects. In this way, I have eagerness to render direct service to you. So the first line, the baby bird is crying and hankering, has utkanta, eagerness for its mother, but why? This, I'm only repeating the katha that Srila Gurudeva has given us in the past. Why is the baby bird crying like this? Only because of anxiety, that some fear that another bird will come and eat it in the absence of its mother. In order to satisfy its own hunger, the baby bird is crying for the mother. And the calf, similarly, is very much hungry for its mother, but why? Only to drink the milk, only to feed. So we are also like this. We are only praying to Krishna to alleviate our suffering and to fulfill our material desires. But actually, this kind of prayer, this kind of mood will not give us Raj Prem. But in the third line, like a wife who is hungering for her husband who is far away to come back, and then she can satisfy him. So actually, Priyam Priyeva doesn't refer to husband and wife, it refers to lover and beloved. And this actually touches on Gopi Bhav, because when a beloved is hungering for a lover, she is not thinking, oh, let him come and satisfy me. She is thinking, when he comes, I will serve him so nicely and make so much arrangements for his comfort and pleasure like this. She's not thinking about her own selfish desires. So Srila Gurudev has explained that in this shloka and the other four shlokas, three shlokas, this is the first time in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Shukadev Goswami actually touched on Gopi Bhav, and this kind of mood has arisen in him. So if we follow this kind of instructions, then we will also be able to develop some little bit of this bhav, because in these four shlokas, it's the essence of the mood and feelings of a real Vaishnava, like this. So Gurudev has given us all these jewels, and this is the final teachings of this Katal, Chitra Keta, and Vrita Sura, that whatever body we are in, we should pray with great eagerness for Krishna, not to fulfill our desires and alleviate our suffering, but to have the mood of direct service and great hankering for Krishna, and especially for the association of his associate, especially for Guru. If we develop this kind of hankering, this kind of eagerness, then our life will be successful. Nitai Gaura Premanande.
The Upakhyan history of Chitra Ketu Maharaj is very wonderful, and so much teachings are hidden. First of all, if anyone has no son or daughter, they should not think that without son, how can I will be happy? So this story tells but a son, by a son, by a daughter, by a wife, by husband, we cannot be happy. We can be eternal happy only by the service of Supreme Lord. To practice Harinam, to chant Harinam, and thus from name, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi will come, and thus you will be liberated, and there will you will be happy with Krishna. Now, in our life, the history of Prahlad Maharaj, life of Prahlad Maharaj is essential. He was a very adarsh,
ideal
devotee. Himself, Nrisimhadev gave him so much temptation. Oh, if you want liberation, I will give. If you want to be king after your father, oh yes. Anything, even your liberation, I will give. But Prahlad Maharaj told, I don't want to take anything. I'm not a business person. I have not come to do business with you. So I don't want anything. I want only to serve you. So we should be like Prahlad Maharaj. Even death comes, we should embrace that death, but don't take liberation or anything, worldly thing, desires. So, Sriman Madhava Maharaj will...
Arimam!
Hare Krishna. So he Radhika Kashipu, the greatest materialist that ever lived, was present in this universe. He was always trying to obtain material happiness. He performed austerities for 60,000 years, so severe that the whole universe became disturbed. All the demigods, all living entities, sadhus especially, they were tormented by Hiranyakasipu. He wanted to become immortal. So, demigods, they were so disturbed, they went to Lord Brahma. Please go and do something about this. The whole universe is on fire due to the austerities of Hiranyakasipu. So Lord Brahma went to Hiranyakasipu, gave him benedictions, not what he wanted, but as good as he could get it, with his material intelligence. He should not die on the land or in the sky. He will not die inside the house or outside, not by any animal, not by any creature created by Lord Brahma, not in the day, not in the night, not in any month or year, not by any weapon. So he thought, Hiranyakasipu, I'm covered, I'm immortal. And he went to the heavenly planets, occupied the palace of Lord Indra, and started to terrorize everyone. All were so afraid of Hiranyakasipu that cows, grains, everything, automatically it came by his mystic power. They gave milk automatically to cows. The grains manifested automatically. The demigods were in great anxiety. What will happen with us? So this is the situation. And now, demigods approached the Lord. And they asked, what will happen? Then a voice comes from the sky, don't worry. Very soon, he will be finished, Hiranyakasipu. How he will be finished, we will hear now. Hiranyakasipu had four sons. Smallest son, Prahlad. Although born in a demoniac family, he was a saintly devotee of the Lord. Ideal character. Always absorbed in devotional services. Pure devotional services. Hiranyakasipu, he had two teachers who were teaching his children and also the children of all the asuras, the demons who were the associates of Hiranyakasipu. Sanda, one teacher, Amarka, the other teacher. They were sons of Sukracharya, who was the spiritual master of the asuras, the demons. Sanda is for?
Bull.
Bull. Amarka?
Darkness.
Who is blind. They could not really teach anyone in the principles of devotional service. They could only teach someone how to engage in politics and to see friends and enemies. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. How to be happy in this world. Prahlad, young boy, 5 years old, he had no interest in this. He went to school, but he was always absorbed in pure devotional services. So one day, his father called Prahlad and he asked him, my dear son, what is the best thing that you have learned in school from your teacher? Prahlad, very politely he answered, boldly, Tat sadu manye surat
paryade hinam sada samudhidhiyam asadagrahat
Atta param vimanda kupam panam gato yat darim ashayesha. He said, my dear father, oh, best among the demons.
Yeah. Father.
Oh, he knows my position. Became very happy. He said, my dear father, for those like you, Father, who are absorbed in what? Griha andakupam, in the dark well of material existence. For you and so many others, there is only one way to come out of your problems, your anxieties. What is that? You'll have to go to the forest. To which forest? To Vrindavan and associate with sadhus and practice Krishna consciousness. This father, Hiranyakasipu, became outraged. What? Where did you learn that? Who is teaching you that? Who is teaching you the information of the enemy, Vishnu, who has killed my brother, Hiranyaksha? So Prahlad, he was not at all shaken. His father, very disturbed. At once he called the teachers, Sandana Marika. He said, who has taught him? You somehow have allowed the enemy to come in the class and teach my son about the enemy, Vishnu. Moreover, our acharyas have explained that this, the meaning of this particular verse spoken by Prahlad, Tatsadu manya suravarya dehinam, that the andakupa, the dark well of material existence, what is it? And if we hear very carefully, we can learn so much from this. So our acharyas have said, once there was a prince. He was in the forest riding on his horse, and suddenly a roaring tiger trying to attack him. He tried to escape. He fell off the horse. And what did he see? He saw a covered well by so many leaves and branches. The tiger was right behind him. So he jumped in the well, holding on to two branches. Feeling relief. Ah, somehow or other, I've been saved. Tiger roaring, looking down, couldn't catch him. So here he's hanging on these two branches. Then he wants to go down a little bit more. And he sees, this is a dry well. There's no water. But what is there? What is that? So many snakes trying to bite him. So he is worried what to do. I am in this dark well. Trying to hold on to two branches. So now light has come again. This is a dark well of material existence. Everybody is holding on to what? To their good deeds and their bad deeds. What did you see? The two branches. One representing the good deeds, the good activities, and the other, the bad activities.
Hare Krishna. He's hanging there, like princes, on top.
just a little bit away from the tiger, two rats, one is black, one is white, and they're eating away at the branches, very, very slowly, yeah? So he's fearing what will happen if I fall. I'll be bitten by these snakes. My head is near. Yeah. And if I try to escape from the top, tiger will bite me, he will swallow me. What to do? Then he looked up, and sure, yeah, he felt relief. What happened? He saw a beehive, yeah, so many bees in the tree. And some honey was dripping from the beehive. So he said, oh, at least I can get some relief. Honey was dripping right near him, so he tried to move his face to catch a drop of honey. And after some practice, he was able to catch a drop of honey. And he felt, oh, this tastes so good, he forgot everything. He thought, some relief.
Very sweet.
This is so sweet. Yeah. So what is this in the world that we find ourselves? Yeah. We're all thinking. Although we know death is certain, the tiger of death is waiting for all of us. What do? We think, let me try to squeeze out some happiness. Where? In the dark well of what? Material life, family life. We try to find some happiness in this world, whereas we are by nature completely different from this world. We are eternal servants of Krishna, as we have heard today from Jagannath Pandit's teachings. We think, let me try to make the best of it and make a plan how to be happy in this world. And Prahlada is telling, for one who looks for happiness in this world, all distress starting. A devotee, like Prahlada, he never looked for happiness. He was always absorbed in devotional services. So this is our golden opportunity. Instead of trying to taste something which is very sweet, the honey of material existence, what is that honey? Yeah. Money is honey. Sweeter than honey, money, but especially in family life, what is so sweet? Yeah. Although we have to work all day to earn some money, to pay the bills, when we come home at night, wife is quarreling, arguing with us, but here, little child is coming, daddy, daddy, yeah, jumping on our lap, and we forget everything. We think, oh, how sweet, my little boy, my little baby girl. We think this is so, it makes us forget all the hardships that we are enduring throughout the day. And before we know it, we are wasting our life away. So how fortunate we are if we come in contact with pure sadhu and we can take advantage of his mercy, yeah, his invitation to take his guidance and pull us out of that dark well, yeah, into the eternal realm full of happiness. So Prabhupada, after he gave his good advice to his father, father very disturbed, he said to the teachers, somehow or other, the enemy has intruded. Make sure you discover where he is. And don't allow him to pollute my son. Don't worry, Sandar Michael said. We will take care of this. So they brought Prahlad back in their school, telling him, Prahlad, listen very carefully. We will teach you everything which you need to know. Prahlad, sitting in class, not understanding what they were trying to teach him, but always absorbed, remembering Krishna. pure devotional services, as he had been taught by his spiritual master, Srimad Bhagavani. While Hiranyakasipu was performing austerities in Mandarehil, for 60,000 years, Prahlad had the association in his mother's womb of Narada, Sri Narada Rishi, hearing all the teachings about pure devotional service. So Prahlad was completely transcendental to all the dualities that his teachers were trying to impose upon him. So he, sitting in class, after some time, again, Father Hiranyakashipu asking, "Great my son, I want to hear what he has learned from you." So the teachers called Prahlad, "Please go to your father." Prahlad again came to his father. He paid his respects to his father. His father became very happy to see, "Oh my boy, he has so much respect for me." So he asked Prahlad, "Come sit on my lap." He smelled his head out of affection. And he asked Prahlad, "So Prahlad, what is the best thing that you have learned from your teachers?" So Prahlad, answering very boldly, "Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam akshanam vandanam dashyam satyam atma nivedanam iti pursarti Vishnu pakicharyeva lakshanam priyate bhagavan adam panmanye dittam uttamam." So the best thing, Prahlad said, which I have learned, is that a person who is in full knowledge, he is always absorbed in the activities of pure devotional service. What is that? Chanting, hearing, chanting, remembering the glories, the pastimes, the names of Sri Krishna, engaging in serving, worshipping, offering prayers, becoming the menial servants, accepting Sri Krishna as our best friend, and completely dedicating our body, mind, and words to the service of Sri Krishna. This is the best knowledge, my dear dad, that I have learned. Oh, dad became very upset. Hiranyakashipu became outraged. "What is this? Some man in America, what happened? How did you pollute my son?" Some man in said, "We didn't do it, you did it! Yeah? Now be careful, don't offend the Brahmins." Some man in America, sons of Shukracharya, the Brahmins. So what can we learn from this? Prahlad Maharaj, giving the best information to his father. We all think, coming in this world, that we have to learn something to help us to become happy, to become perfect. What is the best knowledge? Just now, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad is telling his father, this is the best knowledge. And what, how to apply this? We can hear and learn this only when we are in Sadhu Sangha. In Sadhu Sangha, we will hear that these 9 principles of devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Akshanam Bandhanam, Darshanam Satyam, Atma Nivedanam. First, they have to be applied to Sri Guru. If we don't accept, first, to surrender completely to Sri Guru, then our bhakti is not really manifested. We have to completely embrace the lotus feet of Sri Guru, chant, hear his glories, serve him, remember his teachings, become his menial servant, worship him, offer prayers to him, See him as our best friends, our bosom friends, and offer our mind, our body, our words completely in his service. Yashya dehe parata bhaktir yata dehe tata guru tashya ite patiti yatma prakai shante mahatmana. If we worship Sri Guru, as we want to worship Sri Krishna by pure devotional service, then all the essence of all the Vedas, the best knowledge, will manifest in our hearts automatically. Sometimes we think, oh, I have to remember the voice of Krishna, his associates, etc. But really, if in this world we cannot remember the voice of Sri Guru and completely surrender to him, obey him, then our bhakti will never become perfect. So Prahlad, giving this best information to his father, some father is very angry. Son of Amarka, they are helpless. What to do? So they tell Hiranyakashipu, don't offend us. We are sons of Brahmins. We have not taught him like this. Somehow or other, we don't know how we got this knowledge. That is what they asked Prahlad. How did he get this knowledge? Prahlad answered very boldly, peacefully. Matirna Krishna Paratak Satova Mito Vipatyate Krina Pratanam Adanda Govi Visatanta Misham Punas Punas Charvita Charvina. My dear father, he said, for those who are dedicated, who have made it the goal of their life to be absorbed in sense gratification, they can never accept that Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti to Krishna is the supreme goal of their life, neither by instructions from others, neither by combined gathering with each other, hearing from others. Those who have dedicated, have made a determination, I will be happy in this world with sense gratification. What is their situation? They will simply rotate again and again in all the different species in this material existence. They will do what? Chew that which has been chewed over and over and over again. What is that? The happiness, as you just heard, the drop of honey, which is really costing you so much endeavor. To become Krishna conscious is very easy. Remember, hear, chant, it doesn't cost anything. To try to be happy in this world, to be far away from Krishna, how much endeavor you have to make? Have to earn so much money to buy liquor, to go to the brothels, casinos. So much energy we have to waste in order to engage in simple activities. To engage in Krishna Bhakti, very easy. Assemble the Sadhu Sangha. Hear Hare Katha. Become inspired. So, if we have this determination to be happy in this world with sense gratification, dear father, you will end up chewing that which has been chewed again and again. What is that? We heard that in India there are many dogs on the street. Right? In Russia, I haven't seen so many dogs. In Turkey, we saw some dogs, but in India, you probably will see whole groups of dogs. And they're all very skinny, injured, they have no master, no color, nothing. And what do? They have no hair. Sometimes they're sick, sometimes terrible. What they do? They run in groups. As soon as some one of the dogs has found a bone in the house. Some bone is there, and the dead animal. Bone has been chewed by the crows, by other dogs. When the dog finds the bone, what does he do? Starts to chew it. Even he chews it so much that he chews his own blood coming from his jaws, and he thinks how nice it is. And the other dogs, they run after him, trying to catch that bone from him, to chew the same bone. What is this? This is the same as what we are doing in this world. We're trying to chew that which our forefathers tried to chew. What is that? Family life, happiness in this material world, which is like a little drop of honey, as you just heard, which is with great endeavor we can achieve that only. So it is foolish to run after this. But he who has made the determination to be happy in this world like the Rani Kasipu, who doesn't want to surrender to Krishna, he will end up like this. Moreover, the last telling, dear father, Nateli Vidu Swarta Kati Vihishu, Durasaya Devahi Arthamanina, Andaye Yatandaye Upaniyamanas, Ye Piso Tantrair, Guru Dhani Bada. Dear father, those who have chosen to be happy in this world, they have accepted a leader to guide them how to be happy in this world. What does that leader do? He tells them how to make economic progress, sense gratification, liberation, moksha, do some religious activities, some prayers, some meditation. As we heard from Gurudev just now, Buddhism is a perfect example. Do some meditation, some mantra, without any understanding who God really is. And you engage in this and you'll get some economic benefits. Moreover, sense gratification, liberation, it's all there for you. You will merge into one and all your sufferings. You'll finish.
In brief.
But this is not.
Oh, Prabhu. In brief, because time is
over. So this was Prahlad Maharaj telling again and again to his father. Then again, his last advice, for you, father, there is only one solution. And that is if you take complete shelter at the lotus feet of the pure devotees. You roll yourself in the dust of his lotus feet, spirit all over your body. What does it mean? Always in Sadhu Sangha, follow the instructions of Sadhu. And thus, only a materialistic person who is completely averse to Krishna can be saved. But I know, Father, you cannot do this, but this is my best advice, and this is how we can perfect our lives. Now we will hear more from Srikad Bharat Maharaj.
So when Hiranyakashipu becomes so much disturbed, Sunday Namaskar told Hiranyakashipu, okay, give another chance to your boy. Our father has gone for being austerity. He will return very soon. So he can change your boy very easily. Don't think about that. Merely a boy, what he can do for you? Then they took Prahlad in their Gurukul. And they are teaching Prahlad dharma, artha, kaam, moksha, etc. They are telling Prahlad, oh Prahlad, the goal of our life is to earn some money. So they are teaching Prahlad and all demonic boy. Dollar is dollar, brighter than solar. Dollar is dollar, and it's more different than the lunar. If you have dollar, then you are learned scholar. If you have no dollar, you become fuller. So the economic condition is not missing at all. So in Sandha Namaskar, there's some household duty. They appoint Prahlad Maharaj as a monitor to take care of the boys and told, oh, we are coming very soon. So Prahlad, please take care of the boys here. When teachers gone away from there, the students became extremely happy. When there is no guardian, the more children, they became very happy, want to play, want to jump here and there. All became very good. Prahlad, let us play today. Lord Maharaj, oh my dear friends, please listen. Oh, what you are telling? Prahlad Maharaj, okay, listen carefully. After that, if you want, you can play. Oh, my dear friends, which you have learned from our Gurudev, Naradashi, I am telling something to you. Oh, Prahlad, better you can tell tomorrow, other day. We have to, our duration of life so long.
You are in passing.
So what you want to do today, better can do tomorrow. Or day after tomorrow, after some time, like in old age. Prahlad, I don't know, my dear friends. What you want to do tomorrow, please do today. And what you want to do today, please do immediately. For good thing has to be immediate, for bad thing you can push it back. And Prahlad Maharaj told, do immediate. Then the demonic boy told, oh, we can do later. Prahlad Maharaj told, Tomarat atare prajno dharman bhagavatanih durlabha manusa janmam tadap padruvamarthadam. Oh, my dear friend, if you do from your childhood, any subject, either bhajan or anything, then we expert in that subject matter, especially in bhajan. If you not do in time, then what will be affect? In old age, you could not remember Krishna. And nobody knows when our death will come. Is there any man can say that, oh, I alive 100 years? For Parikshita Maharaj, if life was certain for 7 days, none can say what, but what person when death will come? Not sure. So, don't think that will do later on. Oh, Prahlad, don't worry. Prahlad, listen carefully. If a human being's life spends 100 years, then we sleep
at night time,
so our about 50 years we spend in only sleeping, especially when we are small baby and affected by disease, then so much time has been passed, and then 50 years left over. Last 80 to 100 years, this old age is useless. At that time, you could not work properly, no proper balance. If you want to work, you can even support your sleep, your hand may go there, you can sleep out, down, sometimes you broke your hips, sometimes you crack your head. So 80 to 100 years, useless. So one person told, Krishna Padya Pada Pankaja Manta Panjarantam Ardhaiva Vishakta Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samayi Kapavata Pittai Kantha Varadam Gidau Bhajanantuta Se. Oh Krishna, I want my mind, swan like mind, must enter the lotus feet now. Because old age, then too much weepers, you could not see properly. And how I can do your bhajan? And if you not do your bhajan in time, then old age, you could not remember Krishna. If you practice now, then you can remember. So then they told, oh Prahlad, this man, from where you learn all these things? Our teacher, Sandra Namarka, never thought of this thing. That Prahlad Bhai told, where I was, my mother's home, my father was doing severe austerity. I was my mother home 60,000 years. My mother had a wound. Unless something my father in law Richard, I will not take birth. So when my father came back, then my mother healed me. So, I have learned all these things from Narada Rishi. They don't know about all these things. How they can do anything to evolve? Then the demonic boy became very influenced because Prahlad was first boy in the class. Moreover, he was extremely intelligent. Moreover, he was prince. So all began to listen to him. They told to Prahlad. Then what is the process to do bhajan? Then Prahlad told, Guru Sushu Saya Bhakta Sarvala Bharpa Nenacha Sangyam Sadhu Bhakta Nam Istrarada Nenacha. Guru Sushu Saya Bhakta, you have to serve your Gurudev with great honor. Moreover, Sarvala Bharpa Nenacha, which he possesses, you have to donate to your Gurudev. Then you may think, oh, then how I can maintain my life? What you have? We have our mind. Manasa deha deha jokishu mor orpilu chuapade nanda kishor. Which I have, I offer to you. So I have mind and body and house, which I offer everything. If we offer our mind, mind is a key of all senses, then you can be controlled by Krishna easily. If your uncontrolled mind is not controlled by you, then you make so many chaos. Then what to do now? Then Prahlad told, okay, Nisaya Kami follow me. Then all the demonic boys, they follow Prahlad. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Is that anywhere?
everywhere, then, Prahlad.
Yes, Father, everywhere.
Just before I kill you with my club, I want to ask you, is it in this pillar?
Yes, everywhere. Everywhere, Father. Me, you, in your club, everywhere.
I will see.
Even now.